Time for our Highlander Happenings on AM 1490 KOVC 96.3 FM. Highlander Happenings brought to you by Leroy Mathias Funeral Home of Valley City. And of course, we talked with Superintendent Josh Johnson last week about what was going on with registration, online registration, which starts today. Well, of course, also starting today, practices for four of the sports in fall sports. I know last week boys soccer got started over in Jamestown, football, tennis, girls golf, and cross country today. And we're talking with Valley City Public Schools Activities Director Mike Schultz on today's Highlander Happenings. Mike, how you doing?
Pretty good. Trying to settle in and into the new normal.
Exactly. I mean, it is the new norm, and you and I were just talking here. The practices that were supposed to start today, they are off and running.
We are off and running. We're pretty excited about that, getting kids back and giving them the opportunity to participate. You know, we've done a lot of studies and research and talking to kids, by and large, the thing that came back is that the kids want to get back and play. It didn't matter what the restrictions were going to be placed on them. They just want to get back and play. So we're really excited to be back and offering our four this week and with golf and tennis and football across country all starting today. And next week, we start with volleyball.
Now, obviously, when practices start, that means, okay, games are supposed to be right around the corner. And I know some things that have happened as far as tournaments, volleyball, those are kind of, I think, out the door. But where are we at as far as games, Mark? Mike?
Sure. Like you said, the tournaments are out, and that was a direct result of the EDC and the WDA getting together and saying that we weren't going to play cross-state games. So we're limited to our EDC schedules, and in our EDC, we may have some get-togethers where we bring in a few teams to play, kind of in a round-robin type thing. Tournaments are pretty much out. Most of our sub-varsity tournaments have been eliminated as well. So tournaments is just, the large group gatherings. It gets to be a situation where spectators and number of spectators can be there. But other than that, everything else is good to go. We are moving forward. We can't guarantee anything. We don't know what's going to happen down the road. But by and large, we think that we're going to be able to play most of our games.
18 days from now, the first football game. And oddly enough, it's where our season ended last year with Beulah. And because that's where, see, this is where I like talking with you, because you hear rumors. You hear things like, no travel east to west. I know, like Lisbon in particular, they were supposed to open up with Kildare. That game has been canceled because of the travel. But it looks like, as of right now, as we talk today, that game at Beulah is for the season opener is a go. Is it?
It is. As of right now, it is. What we do, we've talked with our health officials and gotten good direction from them and. We talked with the North Dakota High School Activities Association and our conferences. And as you know, we're in AA football. And AA is a little bit different. It's 12 teams. And trying to limit a schedule to just half the state is really difficult to do. So with the guidance of taking that into account, we got together as ADs in the AA football. And we all decided that we would like to play out our schedule. We're not moving into any hot spots, with the exception of Bismarck. St. Mary's would be the only one that would be a hot spot area. Let's face it, if we're going to get on a bus and we're going to travel wherever we're going to travel and go and play a football game, probably the safest thing is going to be the bus trip. Mm-hmm. And so going to Beulah is not the concern. You know, it's the concern is the safety of our kids once we start playing football. And with the precautions and things that we've taken, I don't think that it really matters if we're going to Beulah, if we're going, to Jamestown to play a football game. I think the risk is going to be pretty equal.
And one thing I know that Valley City Public Schools as a whole has done a great job just with the protocols and making sure, yes, you want what's best for the athlete and for the student athlete, and they're doing everything they can to assure that safety, yet not take away from the experience of being in high school, right?
Exactly, and that's kind of the big thing that you know, when this all started and we started planning for coming back to activities, again, going back to what our kids have been telling us, that they just want to get back and participate. And that goes to the mental health of our kids and you know, having a good, healthy life. And we want to make sure that our kids are going to be safe and healthy, but understand as well that there is a risk in playing this, in playing out these games. And, you know, parents always have the right to say that, no, you know, I don't want to take that risk. I don't want to go there. But by and large, our kids are saying that, hey, we want to come back. We know the risk. We're willing to take that risk. We're going to make it as safe as possible on the school's end of it and try and make sure that everybody has a good experience and as good as possible.
Well, of course, we're just getting things started with practices today, games in a couple of weeks. So, but it's good to at least be talking high school sports, Mike, and say, yes, sir, we're going to have games, and it's going to be a great 2020-2021 school year. All things considered, I'm just glad we're actually talking sports. That's bottom line for me.
You and me both. I'm tired of going through and trying to work through plans and work through spectator limitations and all those other good things that, you know, that go on with this, or I shouldn't say good things, but all the things that go along with this, and get back to what the good things are, and that's talking about sports.
You always say, hey, they didn't teach me this in activities director school. What the heck?
Yeah, no, this is a new era. And I've told my coaches, you know, we have to just look at, we can't do things the same old, same old. We gotta change things up. We gotta be looking at things and being very thoughtful in how we plan our practices, how we plan our trips, how we plan our games. All of those things are changing. It's a new era, and it's stuff that we're going to have to look at as we go forward.
All right. Well, Mike, I do appreciate the time and look forward to seeing you at Hannah Field and at the Hack here this fall and this school year and the chats that we'll have. And appreciate you talking with us here today.
Hope we have a lot more. Thanks, Paul.
You bet, Mike. That is Mike Schultz, the activities director from Valley City Public Schools, our Highlander Happenings again. And again, listen to Highlander Happenings each Monday and Friday at 10:25. And brought to you by Lee Rude Mathias Funeral Home in Valley City as we keep you updated with what's happening with your Valley City Highliners.